It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Tuesday, October 26th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Your smartphone, your laptop, your iPad were probably made in China, very likely by a company called Foxconn. It has almost a million employees, most of whom come from rural parts of China, to live and work long hours in enormous factory campuses. Foxconn has come under scrutiny recently, first because of a rash of worker suicides, and because as the Chinese economy grows, it's harder to find factory workers, prompting wage increases. Recently, the results were announced of a massive undercover survey of Foxconn workers. Alexandra Harney is the author of The China Price. She joins us from Marketplace's China Bureau in Shanghai. Alex, what jumped out at you about these results?
The things that really stood out to me that I think are very new about this were, one, that 30% of the respondents, almost 30% of respondents in this survey, said that they had been insulted by management, that they were scared of security guards and management. One other thing that was very striking to me was that there was a very large number of student workers employed in these factories. And these are students from vocational schools who are essentially working as interns in Foxconn factories. And what they found in some of these factories is that a third or even as many as half of the workers in some of these Foxconn factories were interns. And the significance there is that interns in China, while they have a law that covers their working conditions, are not covered, crucially, under China's labor law and labor contract law.
So they could work as many hours as they were told to work.
That's right. They couldn't sue according to the labor law. They couldn't file claims. There is a law that says in China that you need, for interns, they can only work 8 hours a day. But obviously these interns are working as regular workers, so they are often working much longer than 8 hours. The shift at Foxconn is from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So there is really a serious issue here in what kind of workforce Foxconn really has. And I think this survey really illustrated that.
Are they able to attract workers? I mean, in the long term, are people in China gravitating towards these jobs?
Well, from an American perspective, what is most striking is that there are now factories, including Foxconn, are having a harder time holding on to their workers. Turnover at Foxconn is about 35% a year. That means they lose a third of their workforce every year. That's actually very low by Chinese standards. In China, a lot of factories will lose their entire workforce every year. So the issue is for China long term is how do you get workers to not churn through these factories so quickly? And this high turnover rate really threatens, I believe, the productivity in electronics in particular, where you have to constantly be making the next model of iPad, the next model of iPhone, and you can't automate that process. You really need Chinese workers, and you really need to find a way to make this dwindling supply of Chinese workers stay in one place for longer. So I think going forward, Foxconn will need to find ways to be not such a hard-driving company, but a softer company that actually sort of figures out that its workers are its assets rather than a sort of faceless mass of people filing in, filing out every day.
Hear more of my interview with Alexandra Harney at marketplacetech.org. Another story we're following online, the top three items on children's wish lists this holiday season: iPhone 4, iPod Touch, iPad. A big welcome to KRCC and our new listeners in Colorado Springs and Southern Colorado. We're delighted to have you with us. Sony says it has ended production of the Walkman, prompting me to wonder, they were still making the Walkman? We asked our Twitter followers their favorite Walkman-compatible tunes. Could we get a little cassette hiss going here?
I shouldn't be admitting this, but for the first tape I remember ever listening to off of Walkman was by Color Me Bad.
In third grade, I saved serial UPCs to redeem for a Bad Company cassette tape. I can't get enough
of your love. There is no way to avoid shame. Summer of 83, grade 6, Journey's Frontiers, track 5, Faithfully. I'm forever yours.
There's a YouTube playlist of these songs, plus many more. It's fascinating in a train wreck kind of way. I put that up on our blog at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at The Economist Online.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.